You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Matt Baxter on the line, and he is CEO and founder over at Wedge, and he's also a podcast host over at The Matt Baxter Show. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Oh, man, I love to have a fellow podcaster on the show. Makes my job easy. That's what I say. You could just do all the work, Max. No, just playing. But that being said, let's just kick it off with, I want to get into what you're doing over at Wedge. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So the business Wedge, we are a video interviewing tool. So it is a product designed for the talent acquisition and HR space. So what we do is we help companies set up video interviewing a part of their hiring process. For all those venture capitalists, tech startups, geek, we are truly a SaaS product. So we sell our product as a licensing solution to HR teams, talent acquisition teams. It was an idea and a napkin about 5 years ago. We really launched to market about 2.5 years ago. So we've been growing. We got a team of 6. And for those of you who are in the midst of the COVID-19 and everything going on, it's a really, really interesting time to be in the video interviewing space. So it's been a wild ride. But yeah, that's 10,000 feet in the air overview about us.
Let's go a little bit further into the product and application. So, I mean, there's a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of executives listening. And right now they're looking for resources, and Wedge might be the right resource for some of them. So, I mean, what's typically the right type of fit in terms of company for Wedge?
Yeah, absolutely. So the core, you know, our business, we pitch at the small to mid-market business. So what we define that as is companies anywhere between 50 and 2,000. And what that means is you typically have an HR manager, a recruiting team, or somebody who's doing hiring. And where our product is a really nice solution is that when you are hiring, you've got a lot of resumes and cover letters that you have applications coming in. And then for companies, you know, you typically are phone screening, bringing them in person. And so there's a gap there. And where we came up with the name Wedge is we wanted to be a product that allows companies to better screen and be able to vet candidates above and beyond just resumes and cover letters, and allow candidates to share their story more than just a sheet of paper. And so the nitty gritty of the product tip is really simple. All you got to do is a company set up 3 to 5 questions. You know, you can have anywhere from 1 to 10, but typically what we see is 3 to 5 interview questions. That's an invitation out to a candidate. They respond to those via video on their phone, desktop, laptop, tablet. Results go right back into the company. So what we eliminate, different than like a Zoom or a Skype or a FaceTime, is we eliminate any of the scheduling. It's asynchronous, so it's done on one way. And so the gist of, and where we really see the most value add, is to eliminate a ton of the headaches of scheduling and a ton of the headaches of the pre-screening that deals with phone screens and in-person interviews, especially when you can't right now with all the lockdowns happening. So it's a really nice solution to both save you time and money in the early stages of the hiring process.
Take us through the user experience from both sides, from the applicant and also from the business owner, just so that the people listening have a better feel for how the product works, please. Just a regular user experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's first talk on the employer side. So if you're an employer, you just head to competitivewedge.com, press sign up. We've got free trials going all the time. You can literally, once you sign up, you can just add a job. You select on the job, and you can add questions associated with that job. So what you're really doing there is, what are the questions for, let's say, a sales manager position, or let's say a call center agent. Let's say those two are two types of jobs that you're hiring for. So we could set up 2 different positions, sales manager and call center agent. And then what are the questions that you want the candidates to be answering for the position if they're applying for those positions? Bump over to questions tabs. And right in there, you can set up what are the 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 questions that we want to have. So that's set up. I mean, we can basically get a company set up and ready to go and inviting candidates in under 5 minutes. It's super fast.
Wow.
Then there's simply an invitations tab. All you do is invitations, send an email. It's an email that goes to the candidate simply saying, hi, candidate XYZ, congratulations on making it past the first or second or third round of the hiring process for this position at this company, really easy, and then just an email. So let's pause. Let's jump over to the candidate experience side of things. As a candidate, I applied for a job, whether it's through an applicant tracking system, a job board, or any number of different things. But however I applied for the job, I just got an email from a company that said, congratulations, I just made it past the next round of the hiring process. Great experience for the candidate because they know that they're moving forward. It's a nice touch point. They click the email. They proceed into the Wedge platform. Simple, easy. It's like a little bit of description to say, hey, this is what you're about to go do. They get a chance to test their equipment, make sure their microphone works, make sure their video works. They answer a couple test questions, and then they begin into the process. So whether the company set up two or three or four questions, they'd have a question prompting. They would answer the question. Then if they are allowed to have retakes, they can do that. They do the retakes or one take wonder, depending upon the process. They move into the next question, then they're done. As soon as they're done, that say let's say the company set up three questions and they gave candidates a minute and a half to respond to each question. You know, they can be done with their video interview in, let's say, under 10 minutes. That goes right back to the company, immediately available for the company to review. Company sitting on the comfort of my own couch or, you know, late at night when I'm reading a book, I can get a pop-up that says, hey, candidate XYZ has completed your video interview. Get a chance to click the link or log right in and watch the video. And that way I just went through all the headaches of a phone screen without ever having to schedule anything, without having to nail anything down with between me and the candidate. And I got a really, really nice pre-screening edition of who that candidate is before I move them through the next portion of my hiring process.
Man, I love it, Matt. This is such a great idea, such a great product. And what I mean, one of the things that I love about it so much is that it's saving the company's time and it's saving the applicant's time. I mean, think about it. So, and I don't want this to sound bad, but like the niceties of an interview are work. There are people sitting in your lobby. There are people, you know, like working with the, you know, the receptionist. There's people that have to, I mean, there's all this scheduling that goes on just to get somebody in. Like a face-to-face is hard and maybe you're not ready for that face-to-face with that person. Like that's going to be a different interview further down the line. But what this lets you do is exactly what you said. It's that wedge. It's that gap that's in between where you're like, oh, do we really want to spend all this time? And then the applicant. The applicant has to drive in. They have to go. They have to get dressed, you know what I mean, in a certain way. They have to, like, I mean, it's just so much preparation. If they're already working for somebody else, by the way, so they already have another job, then they have to go. They have to take time off of work to go to your job. I mean, it's just so hard to go out there. So, man, Matt, you're really filling that wedge or that gap.
I think I got to get you on the payroll because that was the best way I've heard it sold in a while. So well done.
Well, I wasn't trying to. I was taking myself through my user experience of when I was out there. I'm like, man, it's so hard. And then there's geography, like depending on where you're at. I'm in L.A. I mean, I'm in Santa Monica. If I was going to, we could be talking about driving 40 minutes to go middle of the day, this, that. It's just like, oh, man. So I love it, Matt. So that being said, I do want to spend some time on your podcast, so the Matt Baxter Show. Tell us a little bit more about it and what listeners can expect to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And, thanks. It's something that's fun and near and dear to my heart. And as you know, the benefits of a podcast is just life-changing. So the Matt Baxter Show started as the Wedgecast, transitioned into the Matt Baxter Show as we are broadening our audience and scaling quite a bit. So it is all designed around purpose, passion, and calling. And so what that means to me is basically, what is it that gets people out of bed in the morning? And the fun part about that as a podcast host is that means I can talk to anybody about anything. So it doesn't limit the scope of the discussions that we have, but it allows me to basically bring on experts in their given field or their given circle or their given industry, and we have discussions around that. So we've had everything from pro athletes to Fortune 500 executives to local school district teachers to restaurant owners to venture capitalists. And so for me, what brings me joy and what I feel like brings the listeners joy and what we hear people saying that they love is that we get to cover a wide range. You pick what you're interested in listening to, and we're going to dive into what is driving those people to do what they're doing or what mistakes have they made in their life that ultimately led them on the path of what they're doing now that's made them successful, or what is it that really drives them as human beings. And so purpose and passion and calling is something that I think so many people are on this, I would argue that everybody's on this path to try to discover, and that's why I just want to have it be an open discussion with some people that I feel are amazing. Let's just have some fun with it. So we've recorded about 100 episodes, I think, at the, you know, when people are listening to this now. I think we've dropped about 60, just about. And so it's been
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Get it done, man. I love getting the podcast done and building the community, man. I love it.
Yeah, it's been a blast. So that's that's the Matt Baxter Show.
So so Matt, if somebody's listening to this, two-part question. So you mentioned it, but I do want you to go back to it. So part one, what are the right types of company to work with Wedge? Part two, how do companies that are listening to this that want to learn more about Wedge or about your podcast get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So the company that we would really say that we can do a lot of help for is a company that has anywhere between 50 and 2,000 employee companies, and we're pretty industry agnostic. So we don't really particularly focus on one vertical, but more company size. That's a really nice space that we can be of help to. And then as far as like socials, so for the most, where the most content from Matt Baxter is coming out, both about Wedge and the Matt Baxter Show, is on LinkedIn. So hit me up on LinkedIn, just Matt Baxter. But also you can listen to the podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Music, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, just under the Matt Baxter Show. And then also, if you need to directly hear information about our business in general, it's just competitivewedge.com, or you can hit me up personally at matt@competitivewedge.com as well. So I think that's enough handles to throw at people.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Matt, been great having you on this show. Thank you for telling us more about what you're doing over at Wedge to help business owners, and also about all the great work you're doing over at the Matt Baxter Show. I'm wishing you much success on the podcast, or continued success on the podcast. And to the audience, as always, hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you had a lot of fun listening. If you did, we had fun making this for you. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there. But more importantly, leave us some comments on the video. Love to continue the conversation over in our YouTube community. And Matt, thanks again for coming on the show.